I hope the kirtan was not too long. I also hope the kirtan was not too short. It depends how you look at it. For me, it was a little short.
Of what to do?
Material limitations. That is what Srila Prabhupada called spiritual life. He said, in this material world, we make the best use of a bad bargain. The bad bargain means basically that we are limited in the material world. Limited material bodies. On the material plane, everything limited. How high can we jump? How far can we see? How much can we do anything? And yet, our desires are not limited at all. So that is the fundamental predicament of material existence. We are limited, but our desires are not. And therefore, on the material plane, we are endeavoring very hard, but never to reach fulfillment. And in that way, it's never enough. But on the spiritual plane, you can't really say that the journey is too short. Because just a moment is sufficient. A moment is the greatest blessing. So how can one say it is too short? On the other hand, you cannot say it is too long either, because after all, even although each moment is filled with blessings, why not more moments and more moments filled with more and more blessings? Why not take it as far as we can? And that is spiritual life. Why not really take it as far as we can? Why not really give it all we have in everything we do, at every moment, every place and time? Why not give it all we have? Switch off the mind. Just find the switch off. Finish. So mind is no longer a consideration. I know. It may not agree, but just switch it off again. It tends to switch on. You switch it off, something like an Apple computer. It doesn't like to shut down. I don't know if you've ever tried. That I have experienced. You try to shut the thing down, and then it says, this and this program canceled the shutdown, right? And then you try to shut it down again, and then another program cancels the shutdown. It keeps on canceling the shutdown. It doesn't like to be shut down. You know? So sometimes I have to read, we're going to shut down. Do it. Down. Out. Stop. So, the mind also doesn't want to shut down, but we do shut it down, as simple as that, because it's not factual at all. It's just one big turmoil of illusion. It's so terrible, it's so wonderful. Don't worry about it. Only Krishna. Kichit Kegalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana, only Krishna, nothing else. That's really the idea. Therefore this Bhakti Yoga is really sure you can do it a little bit, but a little bit will never do, that's for sure. You can add it as a spice to life, and it will be a very nice spice in life, undoubtedly. But yet, it can do so much more than just spice up our life. It can totally change our life and make everything really meaningful. Something it never was all these years. Somehow or another, it was never fully meaningful. And how many times are we doubting all the things we had to do. It's like, so this is the clear vision. And clear vision is where it begins. Vasudeva para Veda, Vasudeva para Maka, Vasudeva para Kriya, Vasudeva para Yoga, Vasudeva para Omdhyan, Vasudeva para Udargo, Vasudeva, I forgot one, Vasudeva, from Tapa and Vasudeva Paragati. So, Vasudeva. Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva. Vasudeva, Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the father and Vasudeva is the son, Krishna. Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. That Krishna.
Nanda Nanda.
Krishna. Devaki Nanda, Krishna. Yasoda Nanda, Krishna. That Krishna. He is the ultimate of all knowledge. There's no other knowledge. Other, nothing else is knowledge. Everything else is illusion. Yeah. As simple as that. Vasudeva Paraveda. Vasudeva Para Yoga. He is the perfection of all yoga. And yoga then means all connections that we make. Yoga processes to control the mind, the senses. But Krishna is the perfection. Parakriya, the ultimate benefit. So many things, we're always looking for benefits. What am I getting out of it? What benefit is there? Why would I do this? Wow, you get a lot of benefit. Okay, then I'll do it. Looking for some benefits. Krishna is the greatest benefit. There is no greater benefit. Therefore, we don't worship Krishna to get something else. We don't worship Krishna, oh Lord, and let it rain gold from the sky. Oh Lord, send me, that person, the one, please, let me meet the one. Right? The one is Krishna, you see.
So when you've met Krishna, then you don't have to ask him for the one, because you already got him. There is no one else.
No, but I need someone here and now.
No.
You have Krishna here and now. No, but I need someone I can touch. No, not Hare Krishna, Mr. Prabhu. Just, But if you just chant, then in due course of time you can touch Krishna. You can just touch Krishna. So don't worry. You can touch someone. You can touch Krishna. That's okay. We need someone. So the one is Krishna. Vasudeva Parakriya. The greatest benefit. There is no greater benefit, really. Nothing. So therefore, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada. Once one wealthy man came from Calcutta to meet him in Mayapur. And there was a program and a lecture, and the man was very much appreciating, very happy. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, so, did you like the lecture? So, it was sublime. It was sublime. I said, then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, then why don't you stay here? I said, I have to go home. I said, no, you are home. Well, I have responsibilities, yes. Responsibilities to Krishna. No, but, what about my family? The greatest welfare work you can do for your family is to serve Krishna. So no matter what he could say, what argument he could think of, no argument could stand, so I could do the same. Why don't we all stay? You know, I mean, simple, just stay here. We got a roof, yeah. There will be prasadam, you know, but just all stay here. And you may say, I have to go. I have to go because I have important things to do. No, really, important things. What is more important than Krishna? Is there anybody more important than Krishna? No. Is your wife more important than Krishna? One minute silence. Without question. No, I don't think so. You can tell her. You can you know, you can look her in the eyes and say, you know, you are the most dear person to me. The one and only after Krishna. How romantic, isn't it?
That's what it is.
Vasudeva Parakriya, is the greatest benefit. There is no doubt about it. Is Paramgyanam, knowledge, the ultimate knowledge. What's the point? Studying. This science, that science, mathematics, this and that, accounting, you know, chartered accountant, failed the exam once, but gonna do it twice, and try for the third time, because once you are a chartered accountant, you know what I mean? Then what? Then you've got yourself a big balloon. Just imagine yourself, people are walking around with balloons. I am a chartered accountant. Yeah. A chartered accountant balloon. Yes. PhD balloon, you know. I am the most beautiful in the world balloon. So many balloons. And then, yeah, the sannyasis, you know, they have a pin. Go around with popping balloons, you know. That's what we do. That's what we do for a living, right? Go around, pop. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. There I met his spiritual master, and then he came back. He came back like a great devotee. Not just an ordinary devotee, but he was an ecstatic devotee. All the devotees were shocked to see that Nimai, the great learned scholar, who never had any interest in spiritual life whatsoever, but who would always argue, just argue on the basis of Vedic logic, of Nyaya, endless arguments and arguments and arguments on the basis of Sanskrit, taking words apart and bending them, giving explanations to them, and so on, defeating everyone, then defeating himself. First take arguments, defeat everyone, then defeat those arguments, and then defeat those arguments that defeated those arguments again, until everyone was getting dizzy. That Nimai Pandit came back like a devotee. Actually, it is said in the courtyard of Srinivas's house, there was a tree And this tree would have flowers, very nice flowers, all year long. There's something transcendental about that tree. Therefore, all the devotees would go to that tree in the morning to pick flowers for their puja. You know, you need flowers for your puja. So this was the meeting place of the devotees, this tree. And as the devotees were collecting flowers in the morning for their puja, they would say, "Have you heard? Nimai. Nimai. Yeah, Nimai, we know Nimai. Scholar, scholar. No, 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 no. Nimai has become a devotee, yes. Not just an ordinary devotee. But yesterday, Nimai just became totally ecstatic. Really? That's amazing, yes. Upon hearing the name of Krishna, he began to tremble and the hairs of his body stood on end and tears are flowing from his eyes and then he just crashed to the ground. Everyone was just amazed. And, you know, that evening they all assembled to meet Nimai Pandit, who had now become a devotee. Then shortly after that he resumed his teaching. And when he started to explain Sanskrit grammar to students, then he explained that every Sanskrit word, ultimately, if you break it down and look for the root of the word, is Krishna. And he pointed out, the root of everything is Krishna. This is a fact. So why are we wasting our time? Why so many goals? Is it because we are chasing after illusions? There's the famous story where Prabhupada was in a TV program and the journalist asked Prabhupada a question. "I have heard that the Guru knows the answer to all questions." And Prabhupada said, "Yes." "Then how many windows in the Empire State Building?" And Prabhupada said, "How many drops of water in a mirage?"
"Zero."
"How many drops of water in a mirage?" Right. So Prabhupada basically told the man that, like, your whole Empire State Building is just an illusion. And your question is basically foolish.
That's really nicely told, right?
I mean, you're asking a stupid question. As how many drops water in a mirage? That's what it translates like. You know, it's a useless question, see? So that was a perfect answer. Not exactly what the man expected and had wanted,
but that's what it was. No, a perfect answer. So indeed, the spiritual master has the answer to all questions. It's a simple answer, namely Krishna. That's as simple as that. And any other answer is illusion. Any other thing is a waste of time. Prabhupada spoke about people in New York driving around in big American cars with 8 cylinders with a whirlpool in the petrol tank and just driving around, you know, like these American cars do. And Prabhupada said, "They're traveling at neck-breaking speed, but they're not making any progress. They're not making any progress. Every day, there's so many trains. Where are people going? Nowhere man to nowhere land." You know? Coming where you come from, nowhere. Where you're going, nowhere. What's your name? Who are you? Nobody. That's right. You are nobody. You are soul. Prabhupada said that it's not possible to understand the goal of life
on one's own.
But everybody is quite sure that he's got it figured out. Everybody is quite convinced. Oh yes,
I know very well. I know exactly how to get what I want. I know. And therefore, I've got to figure it out. Yeah, now I do.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I want and how I get there. I don't need to hear anything from anybody. Nobody can tell me nothing. And I don't need to learn anything. Because, don't waste your time with me. Right? Just don't waste your time with me, because I know. I really know. That mentality, to a degree, is there with everybody. Otherwise, we would surrender to Krishna. See? Otherwise, we would stay. Yeah, after hearing what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, we would stay. But everyone will have a reason to go. Already thought of it. But actually, that reason is illusion. It's a false reason. Because there's no better place. In all of Cape Town, this happens to be the best place what can be done. No. You're here. Welcome. You've come to the best place on the Cape. Oh my God. Are you sure? Doesn't look nice, but called the best, you know. Yeah, this is it. You know, what you've always been looking for many lives, and as long as we can remember in this life, it's here. It's happening here. Yeah, believe it or not. You may not believe me, that's okay. But that's, why not? Because illusion. Illusion is powerful because we are proud. And therefore we are attached to our own ideas, to our own philosophies. Philosophies that are born out of convenience. Convenience meaning philosophies that are linked to our senses, that want enjoyment. And then philosophies that justify that and make it logical and strong. And that's why very good logical reasons to go and to move on. But actually, no. Vasudeva Paramgyanam, the ultimate end of all knowledge. Dharma, the word dharma is sometimes translated as religious activity. Yeah. But Prabhupada doesn't translate it like that. Prabhupada translates it like occupation. He says the word dharma is occupation. Yeah. Dharma, the supreme occupation. The supreme occupation. Yeah. There's no better occupation than to be a devotee to Krishna. Anything else is it? So yeah, but I have to live. Yeah, well, I didn't die yet. I'm older than you. Yeah, so it works. Yeah. I may not be the oldest in the room, but you know, maybe not. There's a top tree, you know, in the room, and I think I'm in it. That's what it looks like. So just see. You become a devotee and you don't die. So, there's not really a need for any other occupation, if you look at it from that point of view. You don't, actually. And I can't complain about nothing to eat, you know what I mean? I only one complaint. There's too much to eat. Always. It's the one problem I have in the Hare Krishna movement. It's just too much to eat. Every meal you have to sort of say, no, it's enough. Really, please. No. It's all too much. So, there's no starvation. Clothes, you know, people give me so many clothes and just don't know how to wear them all. You know? It's honestly speaking. And that's the same story of Bhagavatam, Bhagrari. Magrari was a hunter. He was a hunter because his father was a hunter. I mean, for no other reason. He was born in a family of hunters and his father taught him how to do it. And in the process, you know, his father taught him how to have some fun and how you could, like, sort of shoot the animal in a way that it wouldn't die immediately. You sort of half kill it, you know, and flaps and this, that. So, Magrari had learned this art very well, and once the sage Narada came and saw what Magrari was doing, he said, this is horrible. And Magrari said, what do you mean, this is horrible? Do you sage, you know, I mean, what do you want? Do you want some deer skins or something? You know, I'll give you, but, like, you know, get out of my way, because, you know, I've got some work to do. Then Narada convinced him that it was sinful to half-kill animals. Then Magrari finally, after he was convinced, said, so, then what do I do? Narada said, cut the string of your bow. Cut the string of my bow? But that's my livelihood. The string of my bow? How can I cut that? That's the one thing in my whole life that has taken care of me. Cut the string of your bow, he said. But then who will take care of me? Narada said, I will take care of you. And then later, you know, the hunter did. He cut the string of his bow and all the people in the village and in the region said, wow, this hunter, he has become a devotee. And they all went there and they all started to bring him things. And it goes like that. The more you put Krishna in the center, then you realize you're not alone. You're not alone. But there are devotees everywhere. It's like, I don't have a health insurance. Oh my God. No health insurance. No, I don't worry about it. Because when I need a doctor, right? The last time I needed to go for an x-ray, the chief surgeon of the hospital came to my room, offered obeisances, asked me to please get into his Mercedes, drove me into the hospital, passed all the people who were waiting there in a queue for the x-ray, and moved me straight in, did the x-ray, he brought me back home, and, you know, the whole thing was done in like 20 minutes. And at the end, he gave me a donation. Why do I need a health insurance? I don't need a health insurance. Krishna's my health insurance. What better health insurance? What's more sure than Krishna? Don't you know that the pension funds, you've worked your whole life for your pensions, your hair has turned white, you know? And then, do you actually know that those pension funds are not there? Did you know that? The pension funds have long ago been stolen. And that's why we need wars every once in a while, to cover it up. You can read about these things on certain websites. Just Google them. What is sure? What is sure? You don't know. Some people, you know, one man, I was here in South Africa, in Durban, in Phoenix, actually. I came to a program, and this man looks at me and said, "What are you going to do about the reptilians?" Yeah. He said, "You know, Queen Elizabeth is a lizard." Liz Taylor. The lizards, they can take any form they like. But actually, they're controlling the earth. Have you heard about this kind of stuff? I guess you have. There are people who just spend all their time, in the Illuminati, trying. Did you know that there's a triangle on the dollar bill? Conspiracy. Oh my God. How far does it go? How many layers deep is the conspiracy? Where does it end? I mean, maybe the reptilians are working for, for George Bush. Or somebody else. Gosh, Who's behind it all? Is it the devil? Or is it Maya? So the point that I'm trying to make with this is all these kind of things. Nothing is sure. Nothing. Nothing. They tell you today, this is the cure. And tomorrow they tell you, "I'm sorry, there are some side effects that we unfortunately have only recently discovered." And, 12% of the people who took these pills have died of cancer. But anyway, 12%, okay. The only thing sure is Krishna. But we are not sure. That's the issue. And that's Maya, actually. So tonight I have defined what Maya is. Maya is that we're simply holding back and simply not dedicating everything to Krishna. It's all Maya. There are different degrees of Maya. But actually, one who is free from illusion, Maya means that which is not. That's the translation of the word, that which is not. So if you really get to that point, then all I can say to you, there's only Krishna, nothing but Krishna. Everything is meant for Krishna. The only thing to do is to spend all our time with Krishna, for Krishna, in service of Krishna. That's it. I know it's a bit kind of straight in the face, a bit direct, but it doesn't matter because I know you're all going to go anyway. After the program's over, the salad is finished. And everyone will go home. So, therefore, it doesn't really matter. I can say such things. Okay. Any questions or comments? After all, sorry about that. Maybe Kirtan was the one. All that focus on Krishna, 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 then it comes out later. Any questions? Or comments?
Maharaj, where do we even get the strength to put the energy into Krishna, to free it from the disengagement.
From the ocean service. From devotional service and from mercy. It begins with mercy. Mercy, the Vaishnavas give us mercy, and that mercy is devotional service. They give us devotional service. And like in the beginning, we're passively participating in service, and then we become active in service. And once we become active in service, then we get a lot of strength. Question.
Where's that switch turning off in the mind?
Where's the switch turning off the mind? The switch is in the intelligence. And it means do not put your faith in the mind. Don't believe the mind. If you believe the mind, then you take it very serious. If you don't believe the mind, then you can just let it be. Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture where he explained how to tame a tiger. So the mind, and he was comparing the mind to a tiger. So how do you tame a tiger? Do you know? No. You've never tried to tame a tiger? It's not very complicated. So Srila Prabhupada describes, he says what you do is okay, somehow or other, first you have to, you know, put some bait and get the tiger in the trap and he's in a cage, and then from the small cage he goes into the bigger cage, right, and then he's like wild and roaring. So what do? So first you let him fast. You let him fast, you know, for days and days and days. So, even a tiger, after days of fasting, feels a little weak on the legs, you know. I mean, even a tiger feels kind of like, just like we do also. Then you go in with the chair and the boots and the whip and so on, right? And you go in there, and this tiger is like, totally like, oh God, I've been fasting for days, I was miserable. And then, you know, you just put the chair in his nose and you just beat him. And then he's like, oh. And then you go out of the cage and you let him fast more. And then, you know, you come back in again. You raise the whip to the tiger and goes, no, no. Please don't beat me, it's too miserable. And just when he gets to that point, you know, where he gets to like, please don't beat me, okay? At that point, you give him some food. Then he's tame, like anything. After that, he's tame. The Prabhupada said, that's how you deal with the mind. Just like that. You tame the mind. So in the beginning, when we switch off the mind will protest. It will roar. Ignore it. With the intelligence, ignore it. Then, you know, beat the mind with some serious sadhana. And after that, you know, again the mind says, I want some sense gratification. Getting lost. No way. And then, you know, after that, And then after, then you give the mind devotional service. And then eventually the mind will accept. Sometimes even the tiger that's tame is still a tiger, so you have to watch them. Sometimes you may think, I'll try again. Then you turn around. So the mind may try a few times again. Same technique. Eventually, mind will control. But maybe it was something I ate today. What to do? I'm sorry. If I upset anyone. We invite you to come. If you don't stay tonight, then we'll invite you to come back tomorrow and have another program. Different, because variety is the spot. So maybe tomorrow the topic will be, you know, somehow or other, wherever you are, whatever you do, connect Krishna to your life, and everything will be sublime. No need to make big changes. Just ask Krishna. I can start with that tomorrow and see where that takes me. So it's just the opposite of today. Thank you very much.
Sorry.